Reverend Duga Gibson Arona tells Voice of America the well-armed gunman came to his home on Thursday evening and demanded money from the church offerings. He says they threatened to kill Arona and his family if they did not comply.
At 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m., my family was attacked by armed robbers. These people came all sides of the house and they ordered my wife and the children to come together and sit down. They were ordered at gunpoint to sit down, whereby they asked me that they are here looking for money.
Reverend Arona said it took his family about 30 minutes to look for money because they had none in the house. Arona says the government needs to do more to bring rule of law to every state and town to govern people according to the law of the country to ensure that guns are kept in one place so that citizens feel safe.
Also, the church looks at it as it looks like the government need to do more to bring rule of law, to govern people according to the law of the country and make sure that guns are kept in one place and is allowed to go out when it is necessary. I think this is what we as a church can say, because if guns are left on the hand of everyone, this cannot help our nation. This cannot help the society.
Another victim of the robbery in Yambiotan, Mongul Dorungo, was stated that it was his first time he experienced gun violence, something he says he always watched in the movies but never saw in real life.
Rwanda was robbed at gunpoint for the first time. I always see this in the movie and elsewhere, but I experienced it and it is so bad. Up to now, I'm still not settled. It's not myself indeed. Now, even my kids, I can see the situation in which they are. I was put at gunpoint. I asked to provide money. The money that I provided, it was not enough until they threatened to slaughter my child in front of me so that I know they are serious. I couldn't do anything until they did this for almost 20 minutes until they decided to go.
Mongu says from that moment on, he has not felt safe in his home or anywhere in South Sudan.
Well, even from that moment up to now, so much is going on in my mind. And indeed, no one can tell me that somebody is there trying to think of the safety of the citizen, because this is happening daylight, because it was 7 something. It was happening while other people were moving on the road and they just closed to my house and they couldn't do anything. They could, even if they knew, they could not do anything to safeguard me.
Yambiotown resident Mary Hippai says she lives in fear due to the armed robberies, forcing her family to venture outside after 6 p.m.
And the only thing we are just fearing here in Yambia nowadays, they shoot someone in our area. I was fearing, even us here, there in neighbors, we are not feeling well. Nowadays, we can sleep at 6. When to reach 6, we can enter in. But it's not good. Before, we are staying until 6 to 8, 11.
Yambiotown Mayor John Singira says the government has managed to arrest one suspect in connection with a recent robbery.
We start making our reset for that criminals. Thank God we have arrested one of the criminals. We have already arrested him and he is with us. We, the government, we are trying our level best to get all those who was in that activities. I'm appealing to our citizens within Yambio municipality to stay calm.
He says his office will try to ensure that citizens live in peace. Singira says he is aware of the problem regarding security in South Sudan and he has been trying his best to see that citizens within Yambio municipality are safe. For VOA News, I am Matias Samuel Timatio in Yambio.